Thank you. Oh, embodiment of eternal existence, knowledge and bliss, whose sunset hearing are swinging to and fro, who is beautifully shining in the divine rose of Gokul, who due to the offense of breaking the pot of yogurt that his mother was turning into butter and then spilling the butter that was kept hanging from his thing. He is quickly running from the golden grinding water in fear of Mother Yashoda, but who has been caught from behind by her, who ran after him with greater speed to the Supreme Lord. That Supreme Lord, Sri Damodar, I offer my humble obeisances. Seeing the whipping stick in his mother's hand, he is crying and rubbing his eyes again and again with his two lotus hands. His eyes are filled with fear, and the necklace of pearls around his neck, which is marked with three lines like a conscience, is shaking because of his quick breathing due to crying. To this Supreme Lord, Sri Damodar, whose belly is bound not with ropes but with mother's pure love, I offer my humble obeisances. By such endless pastimes as this, he is drowning the inhabitants of Gokul in pools of ecstasy, and is revealing to those devotees who are absorbed in knowledge of his supreme majesty and opulence that he is only conquered by devotees whose pure love is imbued with intimacy and is free from all conception of awe and reverence. With great love, I again offer my obeisances to Lord Damodar, hundreds and hundreds of times. O Lord, although you are able to give all kinds of benedictions, I do not pray to you for the boon of impersonal liberation, nor the highest liberation of eternal life in Vaikuntha, nor any other boon which may be obtained by exhibiting the ninth process of bhakti. O Lord, I simply wish that this form of yours as Bal Gopal in Vrindavan may ever be manifest in my heart. For what is the use of me for any other boon besides this? O Lord, your lotus space is encircled by the locks of soft black hair, tinged with red, is kissed again and again by Mother Yashoda, and your lips are relish like the bimba fruit. May this beautiful vision of your lotus feet be ever manifest in my heart. Thousands and thousands of other nations are no use of to me. O Supreme Godhead, I offer my obeisances to you. O Damodar, O Ananta, O Vishnu, O Master, O my Lord, be pleased upon me by showing your glance of mercy upon me. Deliver this poor ignorant fool who is immersed in an ocean of bodily sorrows and become visible to my eyes. O Lord Damodar, just as the two sons of Kubera, Manigriva and Nalakubera, were delivered from the curse of Narada and made into great devotees by you in your form and baby, tied with a rope to a wooden grinding water, in the same way, please give to me your own prema bhakti. I only long for this and have no desire for any kind of liberation. O Lord Damodar, I first of all offer my obeisances to the brilliant effulgent robe which binds your belly. I then offer my obeisances to your belly, which is the abode of the entire universe. I humbly bow down to your most beloved Srimati Radharani, and I offer all obeisances to you, the Supreme Lord, who displays unlimited pastimes.